WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. A leading House Democrat in the impeachment inquiry has died. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Congressman Elijah Cummings.
The city is mourning. I know right now. I'm mourning. I'm still crying.
She's in Cummings District in Baltimore. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the long-serving Democratic representative from Baltimore died overnight from health complications. Cummings, as House Oversight Committee Chair, was playing a large role in the impeachment inquiry. Elected in 1996, Cummings was known for his forthright style and sometimes clashed with President Trump. Over the summer, he pushed back on the president's description of Baltimore as a rat and rodent-infested mess.
Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome.
Cummings was 68. Dave.
Rachel, Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are in Turkey trying to get the Turkish leader to stop bombing Kurds in Syria. They had been U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS, but the president calls strategically brilliant his move to pull American forces out of the area.
What does that have to do with the United States of America if they're fighting over Syria's land? Are we supposed to fight a NATO member in order that Syria, who is not our friend, keeps their land? I don't think so.
Well, hours later, the House voted 354 to 60 to oppose his decision to pull back, and many Republicans joined Democrats. Then came a meeting at the White House about Syria, and Democrats walked out. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He was insulting, particularly to the Speaker. She kept her cool completely.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it was sad to see the president melt down. The president later tweeted she's the one who melted down, adding she's a very sick person. The Brexit drama may finally be ending.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying the UK and EU have agreed what he calls a great new deal to take Britain out of the Union 2 weeks today. EU President Jean-Claude Juncker welcoming the agreement as fair and balanced.
That's Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Teachers in Chicago went on strike this morning.
CTU! CTU! Who are we?
This hours after the city had already canceled school for today for hundreds of thousands of kids. There's a contract dispute over pay and staffing at the schools. Joe Biden, fresh off saying at Tuesday's Democratic presidential debate that he and his son did nothing wrong in Ukraine, he had a message for President Trump, who's been alleging there was corruption.
Mr. President, even Richard Nixon released his tax returns. Mr. President, release your tax returns or shut up.
But as Elizabeth Warren surges ahead of Biden in several recent polls, there's more scrutiny of his fundraising and spending.
The former vice president's campaign reports having slightly under $9 million of cash on hand at the end of the third quarter. His leading rivals have more money in their war chests, and part of the reason is Biden's campaign has spent nearly $1 million on private jets. That's according to campaign fundraising and spending disclosure reports filed with the Federal Elections Commission. Biden is brushing off any concerns, saying, we've raised a lot of money, we're going to be ready. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, Biden's hardly the only one in the 2020 campaign using private jets. Earlier this year, there were stories about Pete Buttigieg, who's outraised Biden and spent more on private flights than any other candidate. Now something disgusting at the border.
A cleanup crew discovering a body trapped in a pump station in Mexico after complaints about raw sewage spilling into San Diego from Tijuana. Federal officials saying the body discovered Sunday had been trapped in the water intake screens along the river channel used to filter out debris, causing trash to build up and some 14 million gallons of wastewater to overflow into Southern California. Activists calling sewage overflow a recurring problem, comparing comparing it to environmental terrorism. Mexican police are working to identify the body. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street stock futures are rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 17-year-old boy has pleaded guilty to a count of residential burglary and a count of aggravated battery in connection to a June burglary at a campus town sorority house and the attack on a staff member at a youth detention center. DeVarian Epps pleaded guilty in adult court. Those are both felonies. He faces up to 8 years in prison when he is sentenced on November 15th. The News Gazette says the staff member at the youth detention center had a black eye, a chipped tooth, and lacerations requiring 11 stitches. The alleged attack on the staff member came several days after the burglary at the sorority house. Some lane closures to tell you about. Single lanes of westbound traffic will be closed on Bradley Avenue between Redwood Drive and Williamsburg Drive. The work starts this morning and should be done by 4 p.m. tomorrow. This is so crews can do routine storm sewer maintenance activities. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
The ruling on the field is underway.
Have you ever wished you could throw the challenge flag in real life so that you could slow everything down and let the experts take a second look? Mortgage lenders are like referees. Some are better than others, and sometimes even the best miss a call. If you aren't 100% sure that you're getting the best possible deal on your mortgage, call me, David Nelson, and the team of local mortgage experts at INB to throw the challenge flag on your mortgage lender today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Davidson MLS is 1718438.
A check of our forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got some clouds this morning, but sunshine expected by this afternoon. High near 60, down to around 35 this evening. Tomorrow, we wrap up the week with partly cloudy conditions. High 63, low 41. 68 the high on Saturday, partly cloudy. Slight chance of rain late and maybe coming into Sunday. Then sunshine and a high 68 expected. So the weekend looks pretty good at this point. It's homecoming week now. Temperatures currently at 40. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we were involved in high school golf for a decade, and so that's tomorrow as well. That's over in Bloomington Normal, where they'll play the state championships. And then the ladies, the girls play other points in the state. Boys are all congregated over in Bloomington on the various golf courses over there, and the weather looks pretty decent for all that, which
it's good.
Can be sleet at the time of year. We've had sleet and snow and rain, so it's pretty decent for the golf championships this weekend as well. Big deal in Chicago, where the teachers go on strike. It's a very, very big deal, but not as big a deal as I initially thought, because essentially the Chicago schools are opening up a daycare. They're encouraging parents to send their kids, that they'll be safe and they're going to feed them, and I don't know how they're doing that. 7,000 support staff also went on strike. And so the city of Chicago scrambling this morning as talks broke down yesterday. 300,000 kids. Are you kind of happy you don't have to deal with that this morning? And there are a lot of, you know, in life there are a lot of single-parent homes now. And Chicago certainly has their share as well. And what do you do? Well, teachers say, the administration that aren't in the union say, bring them. We've got plans. So it'll be a safe and productive day, end quote. But 7,000 support staffers whose union also failed to reach a contract agreement. Class size is a big deal. They're trying to get the class size, as I think most teachers would like. There's a huge difference between 23 kids and 29 kids. So the Chicago school teachers on strike, and the school buildings, you're welcome in any building up there, apparently. And they'll keep them safe, and they're going to feed them breakfast and lunch. There's a disconcerting number of kids that wouldn't eat if the schools didn't feed them now. It's so bad it's gotten in the home. We'll see what happens. Okay, happy to welcome back to our program. We've had him on before. former Colorado State Senator, Chairman of the Committee to Defend the President, Ted Harvey. How are you, Ted?
I am great. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Congressman Elijah Cummings died overnight. That's going to have some impact in all this, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly a sad situation, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends and colleagues in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, he's only 68. I mean, I thought he was a little bit old.
That's way too young.
Yeah, it really is. These days, that's not very old. Full-scale Medicare, we're hearing about the Democrats and the debates about they want Medicare for all, which is essentially free health care. I don't know if anybody's really lined up. I mean, what is our total national budget? Is it like $4 trillion?
Yes, and our national debt is just about $20 trillion.
Yeah, and so this plan essentially is $3.2 trillion a year or something, isn't it? And I have no clue how the very rich, it doesn't make any sense. Everybody's going to have to do Canada or something. We got to pay a lot more taxes.
Well, there's not enough money in the private sector to cover the cost of what this will impact our nation. I mean, it'll essentially put our nation into bankruptcy, and the leading candidates for president in the Democrat Party, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, are promoting this. And just look at where we've tried socialism before in the history of mankind. It's failed everywhere it's been tried, whether it's Venezuela or any of the other socialist countries. Whenever we go full-fledged socialism, it fails because the private sector cannot create enough wealth to pay for it.
Well, they're promoting it, and they say they have a kinder, gentler socialism.
Well, I just heard you talking about what's going on in Chicago, where a majority of the kids wouldn't have food if they didn't go to school and have it paid for. That is a symptom of a failed Democrat-run society, which has been Chicago for the last 40 years. When you have everybody dependent on government and you don't have enough private sector workers to create wealth, you're not going to be able to fund the private sector and provide all of these entitlements for all of these people.
Yeah.
And that is what the Democrat Party has literally devolved to over the last 4 years. Bernie Sanders was looked at as a kook 4 years ago when he ran in 2016. Now every one of the candidates that are running are promoting all of his whack job socialist ideas.
No, there's no question things have gone so far left. It is very disconcerting. Turning to the president, you are chairman of the committee to defend the president. Listen, I think this guy has been beat up more than anybody in my lifetime, and certainly I think a whole bunch of it is unfair. However, he is a leader, and there is tremendous and I don't know what he can do. I really don't, because no matter what this man does, they go the other way. I mean, moving troops out of Syria, I have no idea what the timing of all that is. I don't know if that was a proper move. But I do know the Democrats who have always talked about moving troops out of Syria are now for troops in Syria. So that's the point, is I don't know what Donald Trump can do. It is a contentious time with an extremely far left. He's not my favorite president, Ted, but I have nowhere to go. The left is going to put up Elizabeth Warren? That's just not even an option for me. I don't know what happened to the Democratic Party.
Well, if you remember now 10 years ago when Obama was running for president, he said he was going to pull our troops out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, and bring them out of the Middle East. And what did he do? He started a war in Syria. He got American men and women, soldiers, on the ground in Syria. They're still in Iraq, and they're still in Afghanistan. President Obama is the one that created this nightmare in Syria. Trump was handed it over to him.
Yeah.
There is no national security interest in having our men and women on the ground in Syria. And Trump now is trying to figure out how to handle it. I would agree with you, that his rollout was bad. That it should have been done much more effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that it needs to happen is there's no debate. that it needs to happen, that we need to pull our troops out of there because there is no reason why we are there in the first place.
How do we all get along again, Ted? Do you see a scenario where Donald Trump can be president and continue to be president, where you're just going to have a core that is just rabidly against him and hate him more than any other president?
Well, the only way that would happen is if he promised to appoint a radical pro-choice Supreme Court justice to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that he would fully fund all of the leftist social justice programs that they want.
Okay.
If he would say that he'll be a radical leftist, then the Democrats would stop. But if he is going to actually defend freedom and liberty in the free market system and capitalism and stand up for the unborn children, then we are going to have a continue to see the radical left in this country throw a temper tantrum the way they have since November of 2016.
Well, and they tend to blame the right for what they're doing. In other words, Antifa, anti-fascism, and actually they're fascist because they shut down speech. That's fascism. So we're in an unusual time. I pray for America. It's the greatest nation ever, but we are in real interesting times where we are having a hard time even talking. There's some factions you can't even have a discussion with because our plane of reality is so different. Ted Harvey, I appreciate it. How do people connect with you?
Well, if they could go to our website, committeetodefendthepresident.com, or go to our Facebook page, Committee to Defend the President. We have about 900,000 followers there, trying to get to a million before the end of the year. So go there, give us a like, and we'd appreciate it.
All right, Ted, nice chatting. Thank you. We appreciate it. Ted Harvey in Colorado this morning, actually Washington, D.C., former state senator from Colorado. You're always welcome to chime in at 359-2255. Text in if you'd like. John Decker will be live at the White House. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer storm out of the meeting yesterday. What was that all about? John Decker was there. Stand by. Let's check sports headlines.
Well, on the American League side, rescheduled to tonight with the rain out. Astros are up 2-1. Houston is at New York to face the Yankees. Looks like Zach Greinke will be on the mound for the Astros. Mashiro Tanaka for the Yankees. And so then they bump things to Friday
Sorry, is this soccer?
The American League side. The Nationals are in the World Series.
Oh, your baseball.
We got to find out who the American League opponent is, Stevie.
I already forgot all about it. Baseball ended for me just the other day.
Also trending, manager Joe Maddon has found a gig with the L.A. Angels. Again, he spent more than three decades on the West Coast. Mitch Trubisky's shoulder strong enough to practice this week. Might be good to go on Sunday against your Saints. That's a 3:25 start on Fox, in case you're curious. Tonight, NFL action has Kansas City at 4-2 on the season against Denver, 2-4 on the season. And, of course, we've got our Illini in action against number 6 Wisconsin, 11 a.m. on Saturday. A Big Ten Friday night special. Number 4 Ohio State is at Ryan Field in Evanston to take on Northwestern. Minnesota Golden Gophers in basketball have Eric Curry, their 6'9", I believe, forward, season-ending knee injury that he's dealing with. And our Illini soccer team in action. Our Illini soccer team in action against Penn State tonight. On Sunday, they'll face Ohio State. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, we have homecoming again, where it all began 109 years ago. We created at the University of Illinois homecoming.
Absolutely.
And so that's a nice tradition. There'll be the parade on Friday night and, of course, the ball game. Nobody really likes 11 a.m., but it's all about television.
In fact, the Big Ten tailgate originates with Big Ten campuses each week, and beginning at 9 a.m., they'll be right there in Grange Grove, if you'd like to check it out. Former Illini Howard Griffith is in on that panel.
Live studio work, huh? Okay, good. Let's check your weather. Brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 36 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up towards 60 today, 35 our low tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 63, low 41. For the game on Saturday, we've got a high 68 down to 45. Kickoff temperature around 62. Sunday, mostly sunny and high 68. Right now, the temperature's at 41. ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. So what happened at the White House? Nancy Pelosi in a picture pointing her finger right at Donald Trump. John Decker has the very latest live at the White House about 15 minutes away.
I feel like we've seen that before.
I think so. 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Morgan Stanley is reporting a stronger-than-expected summer quarter. JetBlue is planning a transatlantic partnership with Norwegian Air. The arrangement will allow customers to book on each other's flights. Norwegian's been selling discount flights to Europe, but so far does not have a U.S. partner, so passengers need to go outside the company to transfer flights in the U.S. Ford is launching an electrical vehicle network in a partnership with Amazon and Electrify America, a charge business owned by Volkswagen. It will have 12,000 charging stations and more than 35,000 charge plugs in North America. Netflix shares are higher after it reported strong global growth in the summer quarter, though in the U.S., its number of new subscribers was weaker than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Well, we're observing National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Busey wants you to know you need to protect as best you can. 17.6 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year, and you don't think that's a tangle. What a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals will open credit cards, apply for a loan. Yeah, you probably won't have to pay for that. But with the hoops you're going to have to go through to untangle it?
Yeah, and then there's like red flags.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Years.
So you've got to really be careful. Social engineering thieves will email you stuff. You'll open them. Hacking, data breach. How do you protect your finances? Busey has some tips. Password protect your devices. Never log into financial accounts or shop online at a public Wi-Fi. A lot of times they'll say unsafe or not secure, some such verbiage. With constant changes in technologies, always new risks. Make sure that you are protected. Busey, always willing to help. Check out the Information Security Center at Busey.com to stay informed. Busey.com. 359-2255. Always welcome to text in on the program. What do we got?
Yeah, Kenny has some input. Speaking of finances, the U.S. is in so much debt. Why do we continue to give other countries millions of dollars and keep spending to help everyone else instead of focusing on U.S. and its legal citizens?
I think for stability, there's some countries that need our financial assistance, even though you say, well, what do we have to give when we're so far in debt? We're still better than they are. And so if you are giving them $1 billion and they're able to have some sort of legitimate law enforcement or, you know, military to protect their own interests, we want to continue to push free people and democracy around the world. Whether or not our millions and billions do that, it might prop something up for a little longer to keep the stability. So there's that. And so if you take all the money away, then it gets into chaos, perhaps, is the fear. And then you got dictators and rogue people that take over because they have the guns.
So your conversation with Ted Harvey brought up the national debt of $20 trillion. That's ridiculous.
Well, you're going to have to probably grow your way out of that, right? Remember in the 90s with Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, we were balanced. We hit zero. Remember the dot-coms? Everything was selling for millions of dollars, and you had something dot-com, and it was way overinflated, and the thing collapsed. But, boy, the 90s were raging, and so there's an example of coming back from trillions. We were never this far down. But to come back from something like that, it's going to take a large economic growth. The bottom line is some discipline as to what we're spending versus what. And if you're talking about health care for everybody, I'm all for it. It just have no way to do it. I mean, I'd love to be able to walk in with no copay or no premiums or no monthly anythings and you get free stuff. But you're going to pay 70% of your income to taxes. If you're good with that, go to Canada. Because that's what they're doing now. And Canada comes here when they need a surgery because it's a 2.5-year wait there. I just ask this. Do you trust government-run things? And God bless people who work in government. I love you. But you're not the most efficient thing. It isn't. It's not quick. It's slow. It's methodical. Do you ever see a government vehicle driving quick on campus? I'm sorry. There's some gigs out there that are amazing gigs, but they're probably something we don't need to spend on. And then there is removal of bad employees. Can you really do that in a government setting? You get transferred. You can't let people go that aren't very good at their jobs. So do you want that behind your cancer screening tests? You get through, there's a recording, nobody cares, I'm there in a bad mood. I mean, it's just, listen, if we would just stop and think about it, we have regulations, we have things to guard us from bad people. There are greed, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have bad people and greedy people. But I would contend most of this country have pretty darn good people. There's a few that try and spoil it for us all, but for the most part, the free market, in my opinion, is far better than governments in charge of everything. I can't understand. If we like our health care, how do we like the VA? How's that been going for us? How are our veterans being treated? Are they getting in promptly? That's government run.
Yeah.
Why do we want this? I'm all for health care for everybody. I have no clue how to pay for it. It's tricky. Intention A, possibility of getting it done, no chance. When the founders started this thing, it wasn't about let me take care of you. Mm-hmm. It was about roll up your daggone sleeves and get her done.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with you. Poor, how do you feel? Okay, well, you don't have to work. I'll just pay your way. That isn't how we do this.
Mm-mm. And now it's generational.
Got issues. 359-2255, live to the White House next. John Decker standing by at 1600. Be right there.
Lawn.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
This is a critical moment in our country's history.
One of the more powerful members of Congress, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, died early this morning of complications from various health problems, according to his office. He was 68 years old. Democrats got up and left a meeting with President Trump about Syria, accusing the president of insulting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
They walked out of the meeting and returned to the Capitol, where Pelosi spoke to reporters.
I think now we have to pray for his health, because this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president.
President Trump claims it was Pelosi who had the meltdown. He tweeted a photo of her standing up in the cabinet room during the confrontation. The meeting happened shortly after the House voted 354-60 to rebuke the president's decision to withdraw troops from Syria.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo are in Turkey now to push for a ceasefire in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE. Or see their page on Facebook online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Bond was set at $1 million for a man accused of robbing a Champaign bank. 18-year-old Dakir Pickens is being held on 2 counts of armed violence and 1 count each of financial institution robbery and aggravated battery with a firearm. His 16-year-old brother is facing the same charges in connection to the armed robbery Tuesday morning at Regent Bank. The state's attorney wants to prosecute the 16-year-old as an adult. Police are looking for a 30-year-old man wanted in connection with a shooting on October 5th in the parking lot of a private business in the 1900 block of West Bradley Avenue. Jerry Exum is wanted for attempted murder and aggravated battery with a firearm. 2 people had gunshot wounds. Police say both victims are expected to survive. Bond for Exum was set at $500,000. If you know where to find him, call Crime Stoppers, 217-373-8477. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
Well, you can call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated for pricing and scheduling your equipment survey today. You got heavy equipment that's not performing at 100%. CMI can help. They have a department for preventative maintenance on wet or dry vacs, sweepers, scrubbers, stuff they let me ride when I was there working for them for 4 hours. Oh, yeah. Call CMI 359-6262 today to schedule an appointment. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts, locally owned and operated. Betsy and Brad Parks, great place on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Let's check your weather.
High 69 or 59, down to 35. High 63, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to 41. Partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday. High around 68 expected, down to around 50 in the evening. There's a chance of showers late on Saturday and maybe coming into the wee hours of the morning on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
And I mentioned the Chicago teachers on strike. That affects 300,000 students.
Wow.
However, they're being encouraged to send them to school anyway because administration, principals, and the like are essentially going to open the biggest daycare in the world.
Wow.
You got that going on?
I mean, do you have a plan for that?
I don't think you got enough people.
Are you doing like a gym full of Duck Duck Goose for 15 minutes?
You're going to be in a gym with part of it playing dodgeball and getting an argument over in the basketball court? Are you kind of, can you say you're glad you're not a principal in Chicago this morning?
Wow.
Man. Anyway, that's happening. And I think a big deal is the class size. I know it is for everybody. And what a tough, tough job our teachers have, I think, every day in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
And not just Chicago, but 300,000 students aren't going to get a lesson plan today.
Right.
Here's hoping. The new mayor of Chicago says she's disappointed that the union did not accept their offer. So they've been talking for a while. All right. We're going to go to the White House here in just a moment and discuss. Now, we do have an offer, ladies and gentlemen, on the Go Stever. If you're not tuned in, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Go Stever is this new thing we're doing.
Yes.
Where you spend my money and keep the stuff, and generally we're getting 100% participation because there is no catch. Because it's one of those, sounds a little too good to be true, Ethel. I wouldn't do that. Nope, it's pretty easy. GoStever.com. 5:30 tonight, $50 to Naya Restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's an ooh. That's a good one. That's really good.
Yeah,
all of our
you
offers
need a date night at
are
Naya.
Good. But Naya has Asian-inspired Italian on campus in on Green Street.
Uh-huh.
So 5:30, it'll light up, and I have $500 to do, so 10 of these. And they'll be gone within 10 seconds, so you're going to have to lock in. There's a great deal of participation in this program, which is wonderful, but it's getting difficult. So we're coming up with various ways to give you more opportunities to win without going, darn, I was right there, and I push accept, and it didn't work. Well, because it's being blown up. There's a lot of people playing.
That's right.
So we're thinking about doing some other things.
But you got to get in to win.
Got to try. 5:30 tonight on The Drive with Tay and Piper. So be listening, and they'll remind you. But 5:30 tonight, I'm telling you now, Naya Restaurant, $50. You go eat there. You have two things you have to do for me. There is a catch. You have to use this within 7 days, and then you have to give me a little feedback. Okay? All right. Naya Restaurant on Green, $50 on the GoStever.com. All right, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Plenty of action yesterday, my friends.
I asked the president what his plan was to contain ISIS. He didn't really have one.
It was very disappointing to see the Democratic leadership walk out of this meeting. I've never seen this before in my tenure in Washington. It was a very important meeting as well.
There has to be some level of values, of calmness, of patriotism, a love of our country and our system, and not a personal invective because he didn't like the way a vote went.
John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He was there. He always is there. He's at the White House. He is I think I'll call you America's journalist. Ladies and gentlemen, John Decker, how are you?
Excellent, Stevie. Thank you for that introduction. Hope you're doing well today. Obviously, busy week, busy day yesterday. It never gets dull here, as you know, covering the White House, and it never gets dull covering the impeachment inquiry, which continues here today. Behind closed doors, we'll have testimony from the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, and he will talk about his involvement in Ukraine. This is highly anticipated testimony for both Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi said no vote. What does that mean?
Well, it means there will be no vote in the full House of Representatives at this point concerning an impeachment inquiry. As you know, it was launched by Democrats back in 1998, and an inquiry was launched of Bill Clinton, but that was a vote that took place on the floor of the House. You had to have an up or down vote as to whether or not to launch an impeachment inquiry of President Bill Clinton, and Nancy Pelosi not following that precedent and saying that despite what the White House says, which is, you know, essentially daring Nancy Pelosi to have a vote, Nancy Pelosi is not taking the bait.
Well, maybe because 51 of her members that are Democrats won in red states and red districts, areas where Donald Trump won pretty convincingly in 2016. So there's fear, I think, that the Republicans will win 19 of those back to flip the House back red. But, John, what happened with this? Who melted down at this meeting? What do you know about that?
Well, it depends who you ask, right? There's always two sides to a story. According to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues, it was the president that began the meeting by berating them, calling Nancy Pelosi a third-rate politician. There's a photo that the president tweeted out of Nancy Pelosi standing up and talking to the president. President Trump using that photo as an example of what he calls a meltdown by the House Speaker. Nancy Pelosi actually embracing that photo, embracing that moment. She's now put it as her picture background photo on her Twitter account. She says it's an example of her standing up to the president. So I don't know. I wasn't in that meeting. Only Democrats and Republicans who are in the leadership were. And I guess it depends upon who you believe in terms of what happened in that meeting.
Yeah, you know, and again, I think, and this is just my take, I think that this president has been absolutely unfairly dealt with because a shocking victory in 2016, which you, by the way, had predicted. But it also, this is a contentious thing. I don't think I would have called Nancy Pelosi a third-rate politician. I don't think it's necessary. It's not helpful. It's not going to get the ball rolling. This is just divided, John Decker. I don't know how we get out of it.
Yeah, I don't know either. And, you know, this meeting had nothing at all to do with the impeachment inquiry. It was actually the reason why the bipartisan group was brought over to the White House was to talk about the White House's policy going forward for northern Syria and Turkey and the Kurds and that situation. But, it doesn't help matters when you, disparage and insult the people on the other side of the table. You're not going to get any middle ground. You're not going to get a compromise. You're not going to move anything forward. And that's what happened yesterday.
Well, and again, I think 90% of the country might at times feel like doing that to their other side of the party.
Sure.
But it's not what you do, right? I mean, it's...
No.
Yeah,
no.
Tell them, I mean, you don't... That's not going to get anything passed. I mean, that's goal.
Right.
That's the goal. You're working for John Decker and for Stevie J. Where's the work?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, sometimes you gotta hold your tongue, right?
Yeah.
Not something that the president ordinarily does. You know, he speaks his mind. That's why, his supporters love him to death. And it's also why, it's difficult to, find that compromise when you can't hold your tongue in situations where you probably need to. And so yesterday was one of those situations.
Well, he says what we think, but we don't say. But there's a reason we...
No, that's right.
There's a reason we don't say it.
I don't think that Nancy Pelosi is a third-rate politician. It's pretty remarkable, her rise to power to become House Speaker, and you don't get to that position by being a third-rate politician. She's got a lot of skills, as does the president.
Yeah.
I think that they should just both respect each other. in terms of what they bring to the table and talk about, as you say, Stevie, you know, talk about legislation that can move the country forward.
Well, and I think the finger pointing at the president is going to endear her with the AOC bunch. This is good.
Right.
So, I mean, listen, I don't know. I can't wait till you tell me what you think's going to happen, because you have a real sense for that. Well, this thing is, this is like popcorn and pay-per-view. I have no idea what's going to happen in 2020. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's too soon, and we don't know who the nominee is. I can make an argument that the nominee is going to be Joe Biden. I can also make an argument right now that the nominee is going to be Elizabeth Warren. And I think it really depends upon who the nominee is, in terms of the outcome of 2020. So, you know, Democrats have to figure out who they want their standard bearer to be for the 2020 presidential election.
I think the Democrats already blew it by kicking off Marianne Williamson. This could have been a love fest. Could have been a love fest.
I love watching her take part in all of the debates, and who knows, maybe she'll make a surprise appearance down the road.
Listen, I tried to watch the debate the other night. I couldn't get through it. I do kind of like Tulsi Gabbard. She doesn't have a ghost of a chance, but she seems halfway sensible. Anyway,
I like her too, but you're right. She is not... you know, in line with the way that Democrats who are choosing the nominee think right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that she brings a lot to the table. And who knows, she may be a part, if Democrats win, she may be a part of a future administration. But I don't think that she's going to be the nominee for Democrats.
I don't think she got the overall memo that says you don't criticize CNN and the New York Times while they're hosting.
That's right.
John Decker, you're the best.
No, that's right. Thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on the show. As always, have a great day, great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week for sure.
You betcha. America's journalist, John Decker, live from the White House. I think he does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter Till, ESPN 93.5, and Honda BMW, they do a great job. They're an award-winning dealer. And if you want to go see Diane's guy, Tommy, or my guy, Christian...
I just wanted to upgrade on the, you know, used vehicle side, and I did.
Well,
I
you've never had a car payment in your
life.
You've never had a car payment in your life.
I do stumble upon inheriting things.
Who's the smartest person in the room now? She's never had a car payment.
Exactly.
I want to find somebody who can say that. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. BMW side is fun. You might be surprised at some of the lease numbers. They might be very reachable based on a little down payment. But they're a heck of a machine. They've got the pre-owned as well. Go say hey to Ben Quattrone. Go see the good people. Find out why they're so good. Because as an international award winner, they don't give those out. You got to earn that stuff.
That's right.
A whole bunch of check boxes
and
on that
And they look
deal.
At everything.
Everything. And the terrific all the way down to the shiny floor on the Beamer side.
That's right.
Eat off some
floor. In case you jump your lunch.
That's right. DriveChampagne.com. DriveChampagne.com off Neyland Brewer, Washington Savoy.
You know what I don't like is paying so much money on a cell bill. And guess what? I don't do that anymore. Thanks to Andy at Premier Sound.
How you doing, Lon?
Good.
Every single day we see people come into the store with these $200-$400 phone bills.
I had them.
It's crazy. Exactly. And so did I. I used to spend $150, $200 a month on a phone bill.
Boost Mobile.
Unlimited everything. Unlimited talk. Unlimited text. We start off with 12 gigs of hotspot on all of our plans, $50 a month. We even have a $35 a month plan. You're not going to quite get unlimited everything on that. But for $50 a month, one person, we could go to two people for $80,
wow,
unlimited everything. We could do three for $100. We could do four people for $100.
My goodness.
We could even do five people for $130
a month.
A
family.
A month. No crazy taxes, no anything. You've got to check out Boost Mobile. I mean it. It's the coolest deal on the planet. No contract, no credit check. We could switch you, and we'll give you free phones. Yeah, you got to come see us. Free phones. Just switch to us, and we'll give you free phones.
Premier Sound.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley.
Yeah, Lori Lightfoot talking about class canceled for 300,000 students in Chicago. 25,000 teachers are on strike on the picket line as I speak. Fox News is doing a live shot up there. Mike Tobin doing the reporting. They're on the picket line. I think they're taking shifts. I know somebody doing 6 to 10 a.m.
Okay.
And apparently part of the plan will be getting them to an auditorium. And the kids are being encouraged to be dropped off at school because what are the parents going to do? Anyway, so the auditorium and then what? I mean, the non-union people that are left in the building aren't enough to handle 300,000 students. Oh, my.
The guy used to push in the broom is like, I'm daycare duty
today? No, I think he's support staff. So they're on strike, too. They do not have enough people to manage that many kids.
Wow, what a mess. I mean, they've got to have a plan B in place. I mean, it's our education system up in the Windy City.
Well, and this is urgent, I would say.
Right.
All right, sports headlines.
The American League side rescheduled to tonight because of a rainout yesterday. The Astros are up 2-1. Houston is at New York to take on the Yankees. And then, if necessary, Friday, 6:08 start. So it kind of messes up the pitching, but this is what we got. L.A. Angels have hired manager Joe Maddon, formerly with the Cubs. He's spent more than 3 decades on the West Coast, so this is not new territory for him. They fired Brad Asmus after a season. Mitch Trubisky trending in Chicago. That shoulder's strong enough to be practicing this week. We're gearing up for a good game Sunday at 3:25.
Yeah.
Want to make a bet, Stevie? Your Saints against my Bears?
What's the point spread?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you might have to give me some points.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
You got a good defense.
To bet. I think the Saints have been very fortunate to win all their games after Drew Brees got hurt. So, Bears are good. The defense, I'd really like it if 52 had another appointment and couldn't go to the game. Khalil Mack, ugh. He is he's a beast, guy. He's crazy good. I have no idea why Oakland gave him up to Chicago. Why would you trade Khalil Mack? Except I don't think he wanted to play in Oakland, so there's that. All right, Tantil, check your weather next.
The human body is truly amazing, but we naturally need help to be our best. Men and women can experience symptoms such as urinary and fecal incontinence, pelvic pain, and sexual dysfunction, which are all incredibly common and highly treatable with pelvic health therapy. Please do not suffer in silence. We are on a mission to create awareness and hope that change is achievable. At Mettler, we desire to partner with you on this journey. Start today with a complimentary consultation. Learn more at MettlerCenter.com.
Kansas, performing the 7 million selling album, Point of No Return, in its entirety, for the very first time. Kansas, Friday, October 18th, Virginia Theater, America's legendary progressive rock band. Kansas, a more than two-hour Kansas musical event, including deep cuts, fan favorites, and hits that help make rock classic. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org. Presented by Live Nation.
Well, that's coming up tomorrow night, and in the next half hour, if you would like to go see and hear Kansas at the Virginia Theater, I will give you a chance to win some tickets.
That would be awesome. I saw George Thorogood there last night. My son Aiden's first show. Boy, it was fun. Bad to the bone.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Carry On My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind, Kansas tomorrow night in Champaign. And free tickets in the next half hour. Bill Yackel from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Stevie J.
Thank you for all your work with Lifeline Connect, Bill. I know you're very active in that. And, boy, what a successful banquet we had a week ago.
It was amazing. And I'm just so humbled and blown away by the community support, by the people who turned out. We had a great crowd. And by the way, Stevie J, just want to say thank you. You do so much for our community. And coming back after a trip, jet-lagged, tired. I don't know how much sleep, if any, you had, but you were just an amazing host and just brought so much to the event that, I mean, I was blown away by the energy and everything that you brought. Just God bless you
partnering
with us on this, and I just am so grateful and appreciative.
Way to go, Stevie.
Thank you, but I don't think I do very much. You guys are the ones doing the work. I was just standing there at a microphone, but I appreciate that. Listen, you guys, Lifeline Connect is coming along. We're trying to get all 24 beds filled at some point. Was the fundraiser successful, or do we know that yet?
Total tally still coming in. We have some more donations that are coming in, lifelineconnect.org, but we raised north of $130,000.
Wow, awesome news. Terrific. That's great news, Bill Yackel. Mm-hmm. You're a tall drink of water, by the way. Well, how tall are you?
About 6'5".
I was going to say, I kept looking up, and I said, am I looking at the Sears Tower?
One of those guys who was kind of a spotter for the auction and all that, and I wanted to wave at you, but then I thought I might be bidding.
Diane,
I think I caught you on one of those, Diane.
and I saw you waving, and I'm like, oh, we got a bid right here.
Right here, up, up, up. Okay, Lance.
That item, Diane?
Right, it was all right.
Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, we're checking furnaces at this point, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, the weather change, it's cold. It happened fast, didn't it? It went from 90 degrees, and then all of a sudden it's getting cold and very busy. Of course, as the weather changes, our call frequency goes up, but it's a great time to get that furnace check. Make sure all those little nuisance things, all those little things that can become much bigger things can often be caught on a maintenance. Keep your furnace running at peak efficiency. You'll save money. Change your filter can save you 5 to 15% on your energy costs. It's just like an oil change for your car. Keep that system running. You take care of your furnace, it'll take care of you in the coldest parts of winter.
Bill, how do they reach you?
Landsinc.com, 355-5512.
You're the man. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you, Bill Yackel. Good man. Yeah, he is a tall drink of water.
Yeah.
He's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think his wife's tall, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are going to be one of those kindergarten bump looks. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Whoa, who's
there
that?
You go.
Yeah. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got partly cloudy conditions with a high near 60 today, 35 our low tonight, 63 to high tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 41, up to 68 on Saturday, partly cloudy, down to 45, 20% chance of showers late, 70 with sunshine on Sunday. Right now we're at 42. I just got a text in about the George Thorogood concert at Mabel's the night John Lennon was shot, and
really?
They announced it.
Really?
Wow. Still have the ticket stub to that. George Thorogood's been around for a long time.
I thought so, but he's not from here.
Mm-mm. I want to say Delaware. I'm not sure why that's sticking in my head.
Oldest brother Greg owned Mabel's back when that was going on.
I see.
So I think that's where the name George Thorogood's so familiar.
Greg has some stories about Mabel's.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I'd forgotten George played at Mabel's probably on several occasions.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, last night, George Thorogood of Virginia, Diane and Aiden loved.
Yes.
All right, so Kansas is coming tomorrow night. We'll give those out in the next half hour if you want to keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's an etiquette expert coming up. Should we tip at a restaurant if the service wasn't good?
Yes.
That's what she says.
Not really. Well.
Well, why tip it off the service
is
bad?
For me, tax times two is minimum what I should give.
What if they're not good? So it's called a tip.
It's all they make. Sometimes people only make $20 an hour.
They don't have to be nice or kind or efficient or anything. I mean, I'm just saying, why don't you just put it on the bill and then I don't have to debate? Why don't you have, cruise ships do it. Why don't we just say, hey, the tip's built into the price?
No, and I feel bad for servers because it's all over the place on different cultures and especially the diversity in our community.
There's some people that inexplicably are bad tippers.
Yes.
And that's silly.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
If you'd like to go to the Illinois football game, homecoming is this Saturday, day after tomorrow. I got 4 tickets.
Okay, Wisconsin 6-0 on the season.
Yep. You text in 359.
I mean, I'm not making it appealing. I'm sorry. It's an 11 a.m. kick. It should be a great
day. Homecoming.
It's homecoming.
It's energy. It's a March
Illini. 9 years we've been doing this.
359-2255. Text in Illini if you'd like to win 4 free tickets. Illinois and Wisconsin, Saturday, 11 a.m. Be part of the energy. Be part of the solution with your energy.
There you go.
Go Illini. Mega.